We see the conclusion of the Gospel of Mark, the Great Commission given by Jesus to his disciples to go into the whole world. It's interesting how much of the world would have been a mystery at that time. We seem to have a greater sense of knowing the world in which we live, more so now. Most of the world would have been a complete mystery to the ones that Jesus gives this instruction to. But they're not afraid. The Lord will work with them. They will not be abandoned. He speaks to them about signs that will accompany the proclamation of the gospel, signs that will accompany, be a fruit of the receiving of the gospel, the good news of those who receive it. I got a nice text message today. We were invited to pray for someone who was going in for back surgery. Everyone on the text, a group text message. The person was encouraged to go to the healing service that they had at St. Joe and Shawnee a couple of weeks back. And the person went to the doctor, and the doctor said, "You don't have to have surgery anymore. In fact, if you just continue to take care of your back for the next few weeks, it will heal on its own now." So, something miraculous has taken place. And the prayers of the faithful for this person, the gift of their faith, the gift of the faith of those who prayed with them, no longer had to have surgery. I'm sure their checkbook was greatly relieved. My brothers and sisters, the signs of those who believe are for today, not just for the apostles 2,000 years ago. They are for us. How are we to walk in this incredible mystery of at one time being sons and daughters of God by the grace that is given to us by our baptism? Did you hear what I just said? Being a beloved son or daughter of God because of what Jesus has done for us. Operating in grace, operating in truth. How are we to walk in this way? St. Peter, in his instruction, the first reading today, explains how. Clothe yourself in humility. Humility is not self-deprecation, my brothers and sisters. Humility is the truth of who we are. Nothing more, nothing less. And if we are to imagine, this image came to one of our group from the Wednesday SPO. She was describing it for us, that the great dignity that is afforded to us is like a beautiful mantle that is placed over our shoulders. A beautiful royal mantle that reveals this beautiful dignity and worth that God has bestowed upon his sons and daughters. And the clasp that holds it together on our shoulders is humility. The truth of who we are, nothing more, nothing less, holds this incredible grace, this great dignity, this great beauty, this great power that we have in Jesus Christ. Our humility is what keeps it in place. When I say humility, what am I speaking of? The need that we have for a Savior, that we cannot save ourselves, that so much of our life is grace, the gift of the Holy Spirit poured upon us that we could speak to our Heavenly Father as Abba, the grace of the Holy Spirit in our life that we might declare that Jesus is Lord. St. Paul says you can only do this in the Holy Spirit. The great humility of needing a Savior, of needing grace and mercy and love to be a part of our lives. If we walk in this truth, then we can be clothed in this great dignity and do extraordinary things. Do not forget, my brothers and sisters, Jesus himself declares that there will be things that will be done by those who believe in him greater than the things that he himself had done in healings and signs and wonders. Who's he speaking to? Who is he speaking of, if not to the church, of those who would believe in him and the great dignity that is given to us in him? What an incredible thing we are as redeemed Christians, to be so weak and fragile, to be in such great need, and yet to be clothed with such great dignity in Jesus Christ. Walk in humility, my brothers and sisters. Walk in humility, and that dignity will always be yours. Amen.